Simon Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, or up to Sif Hey on page 277. I'm not sure we're going to get past Hey. I'm not even sure we're going to finish Hey today. So here we go. Hey is a very, very, very important din, and it's all the halachas that are regarding and connected to where to put your Chanukiah. Where do we light Chanuk candles? Where is the blessed place? Lechatchila. If you can't do it there, what's going on? So the Gemara tells us, once again, in the same Mishnah Shabbos over there, Kav Alpha and Beis Tanur Rabbanan. Near Chanukah, mitzvah laniach lanicha al petach beito mibachutz. The mitzvah lechatchila is to put your menorah of pashtas outside of your door on the petach of the bais, on the petach of the bais mibachutz, on the outside. V'mayadar ba'aliyah. If you live in a apartment building on a higher floor, manicha bechalon atzmucha l'rishus harabim. Then the next stage is then to put it in the window that is poneh to rishus harabim. And it says the famous Gemara, "Shas zakana." Where you're afraid the Goyim would say that you're Jewish by lighting your Chanukiah outside or in the chalon. So manicha al shulchan v'dayo. Then you're allowed to put it on your dining room table in the middle of the living room, and then you are going to be yotze with just that. Okay, so we see over here, just going into that din right now, that b'shas zakana manicha v'shulchan v'dayo. This became the minhag that people started lighting inside of their homes. And the Shaila is, where is the heter nowadays to go ahead and light inside your homes, where we see that it's not Shas Sakana anymore, at least in some places in the world. Some places in the world probably would still be Shas Sakana. But in places where it's not Shas Sakana, so where is the heter to go ahead and light inside? So the Arzaru and Shin Chav Gimel, and other Achronim write the following, they believe it's also in the Rishonim, that basically once the minute was the light inside the house, that minhag has stayed on, and that's an okay minhag to go ahead and continue lighting inside the house. Because if not, so who says they're lighting? It could be that if not, it's not Shas Sakana. Maybe you're not yotzi by lighting inside of your house. However, the post can write that you would still be yotzi even nowadays by lighting inside your house, even if you live in a place where you are, where it's not considered Shas Sakana. Rav Moshe Feinstein says even more than that in Shmaisa the Moshe. Quoted Shmaisa on page Shin Lamites, that even in the Zman the Gemara, even a time where there's no Shas Sakana, before people started lighting inside their house, if one would have lit inside their house, there still would still have been Yotzei, but the ever there in the Lakas Neiros Chanukah. Therefore, that minhag to light inside the house still exists. Even more than that, though, more than that, in the comment by Morinu Rav Inner of Nevinsel all the way at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, I just noticed it this year, and that is Dira Maskel Petach. He says it could be. He says Ulai Petach Kaneinu Davka Petach the Knesas the Adam Itzias. Maybe when we say Petach Abayit, doesn't necessarily mean to be your entrance and exit way to your house. Ela Petach Liyitzias Aor. It could be the Petach of where light comes in and where it shines out. It could be that a window is also considered a petach. Okay, he says in Makom Ulai, it's not generally accepted like the post. We assume the Gemara means petach beiso mimachutz means outside. Okay, it doesn't mean necessarily in the chalom where it is going to be facing outside. It's also not exactly mashma like Rav Nevinsel from the Gemara over here, but just as a sniff lock of those who light inside, most people, I believe, and even America who light inside the house, generally they put it on the window that's going to be facing Rosh Hashanah. So it could be they are in Mekayim the Din. Okay, still, some people live in places where they can't put it in the window and they put it inside. Those people are still going to be Yotzei Halacha L'maisa. However, let's get now to the Lechatchila Din. Someone's Mekayim the Din correctly, I'll pee the Gemara, where is the best place to go ahead and light? Petach beiso mibachutz. And there's a big machlokas in Rashi and Tosas, what's it talking about? Okay, if you're dealing with a home, let's say a lot of homes in America, where basically your front door leads right to Rosh Hashanah, everyone would agree the place to put it over here would be in the Petach Beito Mibachutz. You put it right outside your door, and as the Gemara tells, another Gemara says it's supposed to be a Tefach Samach LePetach. It's supposed to be right next to the Petach on the opposite side of the mezuzah. You have the mezuzah on one side, the Chanukiah on the other side. You would go ahead and put the Chanukiah over there. However, let's say like over here, many places in the Eretz Yisrael, or for that matter, maybe also in apartment complexes in Chutzlaritz also, outside the front door, okay, forget about the higher floors, just outside the main door, you have a chatzir. You have a chatzir that is a chatzir mishutaf, and I'm not talking about, let's say, like in my house, where I have a private chatzer that you walk into, that would be pashut. That would make, that's just part of my house. We're talking about the chatzer that is combined. Okay, those even my chatzer. Okay, you have that little entranceway where that also you have that chatzer outside. That's a shared chatzer. Where do you light candles? Do you light candles from your petach habayis, your private petach habayis, which would now be facing the chatzer, or do you light the candles outside the petach of the chatzer, which is now pona to Rishus Harabim? The chatzer is now connected to Rishus Harabim. My private home's door is not connected to Rishus Harabim; it's connected to the private chatzer. That's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas. I would have thought to say like Tosas. Tosas says, where should you put it now? You should put it now in the petach of the chatzer. Why would you do that? Because we all know that's the greatest Pirsumei Nisa. Where are you going to see it? If you go to the Petach Lebayit, so not so many people are going to see it over there. But if you put it outside in the Chatzer, so therefore it's going to be the greatest Pirsumei Nisa, and that's what Tosas holds. However, if you look over it, it does not mash like in the Gemara. The Gemara never said anything about Petach Chatzer. It says Petach Beiso. And Rashi takes it Chutu Kamashmo. He says, even if you would have a Chatzer, you would still put it on Petach Beiso. And the Shaila is why? Why would you do this? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Dibros Moshe. The Dibros Moshe is Rav Moshe Feinstein's sefer on Shas. Most people do not learn it too often just because it's a very, very difficult sefer. However, it's got tremendous, tremendous stuff in the Dibros Moshe. Okay, it's very, very long and they have a lot of, it's got wrote on almost everything. Rav Moshe writes over there in Dibros Moshe on our sugi over here in Kaf Aleph on Beis Masechet Shabbos. The reason is Hoshitas Rashi is that if you light on the Petach Chatzer, there's 10 people who share the same Chatzer. So who's to know you like by a Chanukiah? Who's to know that it's not nicker that it came from my house? It's not nicker who lit the candles. It needs to be nicker that the menorah is shaykh to my bias. And therefore, since in a Chatzer Meshutefet, a Chatzer that's shared by other people, it's not going to be nicker whose menorah is whose. That's the reason of Shitas Rashi. Not only that, Rav Moshe even leaves Tzarech here and Tosas. He doesn't even understand Tosas how it could be that he doesn't take this into consideration. Okay, but that is Machlokas and Rashi and Tosas. Do you put it in the Petach of the Bayis, or do you put it in the Petach of the Chatzer that's Pona to Rishus HaRabim? Let's see now the Mechaber inside, and we'll see how we pass in Alach Lamaisa. Says the Mechaber, Nir Chanukah Manicho Al Petach HaSamach L'Rishus HaRabim V'chutz. He's just quoting the Gemara right now. You put the Nir Chanukah on the Petach Lebayis that is close to Rishus HaRabim. You don't put it in your back, the one facing your backyard. You put it in the menorah facing to Rishus HaRabim for the person in Asa. Everyone's going to agree, if your front door faces right into Rishus HaRabim, put it by your front door. However, if you have a chatzer that's right in front of your house, then you're going to go ahead and put it on the petach of the chatzer. Who's the machaber passing like? He is passing like Shitas Tosfos. He goes to Shitas Tosfos over here. Pamela, he does not even bring down Shitas Rashi. Okay, that is the Shita of the machaber over here, passing like Shitas Tosfos. And that is how many achronim would pass nowadays, including Rav Yashiv, held that that's where you do it. If you have a chatzer that's ponel Rishus HaRabim, everyone lights at the petach of the chatzer. Okay, maybe there's a yishuv for the shiloh. What do you do with hacker? That's the psak of the mechaber. However, as I said before, the pashas of the Gemara was not eagerly like Tosos. Rav Moshe Feinstein leads Tzarech Ian on Shitas Tosos. And also the Bir Halacha over here. He brings in Shitas Rashi. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Dimar Masel Petach HaChatzer, wrote Salomar, Shelo Kedas Rashi. That's not like Das Rashi, the silver. Daminicho al Petach HaBayis HaPatuach LaChatzer. You put it in your front door that's facing the Chatzer. Ubiranu vor zarua hatiku karashi, and then he brings down. He mentions over here that the Ran and the Orzarua also paskin like Shitas Rashi. It's not only that. In Ravadi, I believe he brings down. Generally, that's what he does. He brings down all the Rishonim. He counts the Rishonim. Rove Rishonim paskin like Shitas Rashi. Not saying that many don't pass like Tosas. It's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. Otherwise, the Bir Halacha does bring down Rashi over here. I wouldn't venture to say that necessarily the Mishnah Berurah is passing like Rashi. He's mentioning over here because he does bring it in because it seems like that is also a plausible opinion. Halacha l'maisa, what do we do? Where is the best place to put? And this would be enough, you know, say for my chatzer or for the people who live at 90 Chabad, like Avi Englar and all those who live over there. You have the petach, your bias, and then you glitz at the chatzer, and then read the Rishus Rabim. Okay, all these things are going to be major nafkin. We'll get to it. It's going to be major nafkin if for people who live in apartment buildings also. So, halacha l'maisa is like this. We have machlokes d'chayim like a Rav Yoshua, I said before, paskins like Shitas Tosos. And therefore, many people here in Yerushalayim, you'll see people lighting on the petach of the chatzer, because that is the pashas of the mechaber over here. However, as I mentioned before, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Chelik Dalet Simon Kuf Chafei, he writes really the minhag is for sure in America was to put it in the window that's facing Rishus Rabim, not in the Petach of the Chatzer. You would put it over there. If someone could mekai in the dinner, putting it in the Petach of Bais, even all the better. And that is the psak of Moreinu Rabbeinu Harav Nevinzal Shlita. He passes like this Halach Lameis that you require nicker. He is very, very important that it has to be nicker, that it comes from your house. It has to be shown that this menorah is shaykh to your house and not other people's houses. And it's brought over here in Dimer Masl Petach on page 277. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hevanti midivrei Admor Zal, I understood from Rishon Zalman Oral, which is very important, because if you look in other Svarim, Halicha Shlomo, and other places that are quoting Rishon Zalman, they don't say like this in the name of Rishon Zalman, but Rav Nevitzal's Mesorah from Rishon Zalman is different. He held that Rishon Zalman held like this. Okay, Hevanti midivrei Admor Zal, Dibeinyan de Nikar da Neres Hemi Bayit Zeh. It has to be Nikar that the Neres come from this house. Vim Iyashar. If it's going to be Iyashar by putting on your Petach Chatzer, or if you don't, you can't put it on the Petach HaBayis because no one's going to see it, let's say. So Yanichenu, Bichalon. Then you should put it in the window. Then you should put it in the window in that case. And that is how Moreinu Rabbeinu David Saul is knowing in his house. Okay, his Petach of his Bayis leads to the Cheder Madrigot. Who's going to go there? Maybe one neighbor. But he has a window that faces to the street that goes down to the Kotel over there. That's the window that Rav Nevitzal goes ahead and lights the candles he prefers, the Persume Nisa, over there. But lighting the window may be mitzvah of his own shita, that maybe that's considered Petach HaBayis. Also, not sure, but that is where he lights candles, Alach Lamaisa. It has to be Nikri. He does not light on the Petach of his Chatzar. He has a Chatzar over there. He can put it up by the entranceway over there. That would also be facing Rosh Hashanah, but since he holds and needs Nikr, he would not light candles over there. So there's a tremendous machlokas over here of Lamaisa where to light candles. Some people, you should all be machmer, and they'll be trying yotzei of both shitas, and they'll light in the petach of their bais, and put another candle or another menorah by the petach of the chatzer also to get in both shitas, which one then they make a brach on, which would be whichever mesorah that they would hold, like Rav Yoshev, or like Rav Moshe and Rav Nevinzal over here, that they quote like this. That's the machlokas that comes out, halach lemaisa, based on the Gemara, and based on the same machlokas in Rishonim, which is so beautiful. When you learn the sugya, that's what happens. You see the Gemara, you see the Rishonim, machlokas Rishonim turns into a machlokas over here between the Mechaber and the Shitas that are brought down the Ber Halacha, and turns into a machlokas in modern day poskim on how to paskin halach lemaisa over here in this case. Now, let's move on to the next shlav of the Gemara. You live in an apartment building. Okay, you live in an apartment building. Now, let's differentiate right now between, let's say you live on the second floor, which is within 20 amos of the ground, okay, versus not. So, why do we want to differentiate? We all know the Gemara tells us that anyone who puts a menorah more than 20 amos high, you're not, it's not yotzei yedei chavasa. Okay, that's not necessarily true when you live. It goes by the ground that you live in. So therefore, even if you live on the 10th floor, you can still light candles. You're not yotzei if you light in your apartment, because it goes by the ground. But the problem is, there's no real persume nisa, because the people who are walking down on the ground, there we assume they don't look up higher than 20 amos. So if you're within 20 amos, you could still say that's persume nisa. So what's going to be the din? As I said before, there's really three din. There's persume nisa, very important din. There's a din of nikker. Okay, depending on who you hold like, that's also very important. And you have a din of tefach samach lepetach. We saw the Gemara tells you're supposed to put it tefach samach lepetach, and it could be that's a din even if you're not putting it in the petach of your bayis mibachutz. Maybe that's also an option over here. Okay, so over here, if you live in an apartment building, if you go like the sheet of the Mechaber, like Rav Yasha Paskins, everything comes out very easily. What are you doing if you live in an apartment building? You would still light in the petach of the chatzer. Okay, you can make kai in the din of the Gemara, you light in the petach of the chatzer, and you're very good with this din, you have no problem. But the problem is, if you pass like the Marina Rabin, Rav Nevinzal, Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you light in the petach of the chatzer, it's not going to be nicker that it's shayach to your house. So if you live in an apartment, you're not going to be able to light over there. So says Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, he holds the following. If it's e asher lahadlik in a place that's not going to be nicker, meaning you can't light in a place that's going to be gevaldik place that's outside your bayit and it's going to be nikkur to a lot of people. So therefore, he holds you have to, once again, since you need nikkur, so the quiet question is, should you put it in the tevach, a samach to your petach, by the door, or should you put it in the window? And as I said before, we know about Rav Nissim that what would you do in this case? You would choose over here, persume nisa, more than what? Tevach, samach lepetach. Better to put it in a window that's facing Rosh Hashanah Rabim than put it by your front door, where either outside the front door only the people who are going up and down the stairs, which is usually not so many people, or inside your house, which is only going to be viewed for the Bnei Bais, you should go ahead and light it in a window. If you have a place in the window to go ahead and light it, you go ahead and light it in the window. Okay? You should know, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal, he says, if you don't have a place that's going to be nicker, you go ahead. In this case, you put it in a tevach samach to your bais inside your house. So you would have three different shitas over here. The general shita is to put in your window, like Rav Nevinzel or Moshe, unless you hold like the Rav Yashav, to go ahead and put it in the petach of the chatzir. But what if you live in an apartment building above 20 amos? Okay, if you put it in your window and you leave below 20 amos, so you can say that's persume nisa. But let's say you live in Manhattan and you live on the 30th floor. Say that's going to be it's going to be persume nisa for the people living on the ground. We know anything above 20 amos is not considered persume nisa. So what would they do? What would someone do over here in this case? So as I said before, your yotze yidei chovasa, if you light in your hand, if you don't go, it doesn't go by the ground. In terms of you yourself, lighting candles, not considering you lit candles above 20 amos. Okay, the Ritva says it goes by the ground you stand on. Okay, so you would be yotze if you lit in the apartment. But where should you light? So, there's a big machlokas once again in the Achronim. What do we do? Do we say, is that considered persume nisa to houses, apartment buildings, say in the middle of Manhattan, that live across from you? The ones that are also on the 30th floor, but they live in the buildings around you, is that considered persume nisa or not? That is a machlokas in the poskim. Rav Nevinzel writes over here. Rav Nevinzel writes over here, Dimer Masel Petach. He says, "Ba'aliyah gvoah kaf amami Rosh Hashanah Rabim." Someone lives in an apartment building above 20 amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. L'das agon Rav Moshe Feinstein says, "Yanichenu b'chalon." You should put it in the window because he held, Rav Moshe Feinstein held, that would be considered persume nisa with the houses around him. Im yesh sheini mumlo. If you have neighbors that live across from you, then that would be considered persume nisa. Admor Zal, he says, though, nistapik b'zeh. He was mistapik whether that's considered a real persume nisa or not, and therefore it's not so posh. It could be, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, then just go ahead and put it inside your house, either on the dining room table or by the petach, the tefach, samach lepetach, put it by your front door. Either of those would be, go ahead and be fine if you're choshesh, that's not considered persume nisa. If you're going to be able to put it in the window and the people of your b'nei ba'is are going to see it also, l'chor, then go ahead and put it in the window like most people do when they live on a thing. The only thing is, what about, you know that there's no Jews living around you. Do we say persume nisa by goyim who are going to see the menorah? Okay, this is the end of Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel. This will end today. He says over here, Pirsum l'makom sheisham rak goyim nira delo havi pirsum. Rav Nevinzel says that's not considered persume nisa. We're doing persume nisa for the Jews, not for the goyim, and therefore that is not considered persume nisa. And this is also the sorrow of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Dalad Simen Kufay Ot Zayin of Igras Moshe. He also held persume nisa for goyim is not considered persume nisa. So once again, that's going to be alach lamaisa if you live in an apartment building very high up. So if you have neighbors, Jewish neighbors that are going to see the candles, so the chor then go put it in the window. At least the corner of Moshe finds that for sure persume nisa. Or Shlomo Zalman is mistapik b'davar. If you feel that there's not, or there's only goyim that are going to be there, they're not going to be able to see it. Go ahead and either put a tevach samach lepetach, and therefore you're at least mekayim that din of pet tevach samach lepetach. You have the mezuzah on one side, the chanukiah on the other side, or go ahead and put it on your dining room table, and it'll be samach on shas lekan of v'dayo, and that would be yotzei yedei chovaso. Adkan for today. We'll finish Sifei, but Zerat Hashem continue tomorrow.